You're listening to SBS News.
This moment has been nearly 200 years in the making.
These actions that caused harm to Tasmanian Aboriginal people occurred a long time ago, but their effects are still felt today.
Mary Calhoof is the president of the Royal Society of Tasmania. The Royal Society of Tasmania and the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery apologised for their mistreatment of Tasmanian Aboriginal people, including the theft of artefacts and the collection and trade of ancestral remains. The apology was well received by members of the Aboriginal community. Nala Mansell is the campaign coordinator for the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre.
I think the fact that they've been able to stand up and acknowledge and name the injustices that they have committed was refreshing for the Aboriginal community and gives us hope that some form of action will follow on with this apology.
Chairman of the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery's Board of Trustees, Brett Tarossi, also admitted the institution's part in teaching false information about Tasmanian Aboriginal history.
Yeah, that was a big part of the apology today, that TMAG perpetuated the idea of extinction, which was not true. And that's one of the big... it's a really important reason about apologising today and part of this too, so that message goes out and people understand that we have said that we are sorry for that information.
Part of the apology is the return of ancient rock carvings that were stolen in the 1960s from the northwest coast. The museum agreed to return the petroglyphs back in 2019, but action was delayed. Michael Mansell is the chairman of the Tasmanian Aboriginal Land Council and has been working to have the petroglyphs returned for decades.
Here was a museum saying, the petroglyphs are yours, take them back. The government made us wait another year while they had their rubbish consultation, when the Aboriginal community already said we want them back.
The Tasmanian Premier, Peter Gutwin, says he supports the apology action taken by the museum and the Royal Society.
I think it was appropriate. They are arms of government. They have apologised, and I'm fully supportive of that apology. Now, as I've said, look, you know, there'll always be arguments about whether you're meeting often enough. I've got a very clear picture in my mind as to the aims that Mr. Mansell has and other associations in Tasmania have as well.
Director of the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery, Janet Carding, says returning the petroglyphs will be a complicated undertaking.
Yes, the heaviest petroglyph weighs just over 2 metric tonnes, so it's a substantial piece of rock.
Rodney Gibbons is an Aboriginal community member, and he's hopeful today's apology is the start of changing attitudes.
To begin a strong advancement of Aboriginal affairs in this state, you need the truth.
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.